Okay, so the spirit realm is more real than the natural realm. The natural realm is really just temporary and it's just a training program. The spirit realm is instantaneous. You're everywhere at all times in Christ because God is everywhere. And Jesus is God. Jesus is the Word, so I can speak through this phone in my kitchen and I can upload it to the computer and you can actually hear and I can convey a message through words. Almost instantaneously, if I was to record this live, it would pretty much be instantaneous through the words. Words are spirit. So what's more powerful than natural words? Life and death and the power of the tongue. And so the words that you speak, they're spirit and they're life because Jesus said that and you're an image. So if you're speaking in the flesh mind, it's nothing but death. If you're speaking in the spirit mind, it's life, eternal, instantaneous transformation process. One of the reasons they want to shut me down is because the more you hear the truth, the more free you get. And the devil loses control over you. The narcissist loses control because you're not in their little box and you see past them. You see past the legalist. You see past the denominations. You see past the boxes. You see past the traps. Because there's nothing new under the sun. The reason that the flesh mind cannot see the spirit mind is because they're still in the divided mind. The divided mind is just like two cells dividing. It's a birthing process. And so you're trying to break free from the divided mind into unity or oneness in Christ, right? To get the spirit mind. And so as the devil, the Pharaoh or the devil or the Jezebel or the Delilah, as they see you getting free, and it's not really them, it's the demon in them, but because you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but as they see you getting free, they have to do more tricks and games and stuff to keep you in bondage, right? The principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, Ephesians 6, they're trying to keep you from the mind of Christ. And keep you in the flesh mind, keep you in the red versus blue fighting, when in reality the red versus blue is a birthing process. So the harder they fight against you, the faster you grow a lot of times, like Charles Stanley said one time. If they start to tell you that the Bible's not true, you dig deeper into the Bible and you grow more. The more they attack, the more you grow because the spirit is more powerful than the flesh mind. So the more you get attacked, the stronger you get. That's why the Wile E. Coyote is the one crying help when the Roadrunner is just resting. And so when you talk about faith alone and Jesus alone, eternal security, once saved, always saved, and knowing all things in Christ, they attack that because they know once you get to that point, they have no more influence or power over you. They've lost the game. Long story short, I watched a little series on, they're trying to figure out quantum physics. Why is it that when you measure it, it changes the wave function? And then they say, well, it's not the conscious. Yes, it is. The word measure goes back to M-E-D, and the word M-E-D goes back to mind. As you look upon something, you're affecting it. As you think upon something, you're affecting it. As you touch something, you're affecting it. As you speak, you're affecting it. As the wind blows, it affects you. You can't see the wind, but it affects you. If it's blowing hard enough, it knocks you over. So the spirit realm is more powerful than anything in the natural. So your words are spirit, which means that your heart is spirit, because out of the heart the mouth speaks, and that means that your mind is spirit. So your thoughts are spirit because you have to think about it before you say it. And if it comes into your mind, where did it come from? It had to come from the spirit realm. And anything that you can think of has already been thought at the cross, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So there's really nothing outside of Christ that you can even think of. You might say, what about new inventions, electric cars or whatever? Still a chariot. What about the wheel within the wheel? You think you invented something new? God is writing on the tablet of your heart. Just because you got a phone tablet that you can type on, God wrote on the tablet of your heart before the foundation of the world. He had a plan. You think electric cars surprised God? God had Ezekiel's wheel, the wheel within the wheel, in chapter 1 of Ezekiel, and chapter 10, the wheel within the wheel. It's already been. So just because man is inventing, he's really just revealing. God is just really revealing himself to the world. And as God reveals himself more and more, man will invent more and more. Knowledge will increase. And so Christ is being revealed. So the Antichrist is also being revealed more and more. And we see that the Antichrist is the machine man. The 666 machine man, AI flesh mind program, who's trying to copy the spirit mind, but they can only copy in the energy of the flesh if they're not born again. Long story short, what am I saying? In time, everything is divided. Outside of time, everything is oneness. In Christ. God had to do it like this because when he created the human with a human body, the Bible makes it clear the flesh is nothing but sin. Man is a piece cut off. Mankind, the woman, the man, the children, are pieces cut off from the source. And you see a third of the angels fell. And so you see that man fell into sin. So God knew that would happen because God is the only one that's holy and whole and complete. So man, he knew would fall, but he made a way of escape before he created man, the cross, before the foundation of the world. And so each person is per the Son, personality, per the Son is per Son. Just like a piece of paper is per the pa, pay per pa, copies, copy paper. Everything is a fractal pattern after Christ and his body. And so what I'm trying to get across here, I've said it a few times, maybe 1,000 times, is that the material realm is the birthing realm. It's the material realm. It's matter. It's the machine. So every machine that's ever been created follows the same pattern, whether it's a washing machine, a copy machine, a dryer, anything that man makes, the machine follows after the same pattern as the farmer, the same pattern as reproduction. You put the clothes in the box, you turn the box on, and it turns. The word turn goes back to vulva. Turn, just like you cogitate with your mind. And it goes around and around and around, time, the clock, right? And it, as it's being cleansed, you're being cleansed by the process of time. And you're becoming more clean as you go through the cycles. More clean, because it's a cycle repeat. Just like the movie Live, Die, Repeat. Live, die, repeat. Live, die, repeat. Live, die, repeat. Every day is that way. That's why you go to sleep. And sleep is a type of typology of death. Live, die, repeat. Live, die, repeat. So you're actually Doctor Who. Every day is a live, die, and repeat. And so every moment of every day, you are an extension of Christ down here if you have his Holy Spirit. And once you disconnect from the material realm as much as possible, it's impossible while you're still in the material realm. But you can disconnect if you get into a state of contemplation. Together template. Contemplation is to gather template. You're creating a template. And so then you start to see things reflect back according to the mind, the thoughts, the spirit, the words, the heart. That's why the Bible says you reap what you sow. And that's why the witches say karma is going to get you, because they know, you know, the Bible knows that everything that you do, whether it's work, thoughts, actions, words, you reap what you sow. And why would it be any different if a farmer plants a seed, a watermelon seed, he gets a watermelon? If your thoughts go out as a seed, you get back what you were thinking. Why is it any different? It's not. Because in the spirit realm, it has nothing to do with matter. The spirit realm is more powerful. And I proved that your thoughts are spirit. I proved that your words are spirit. I proved that your heart is spirit. So why would your thoughts be any different than a farmer who's putting material seed in the ground and he's getting back what his seed is? And your thoughts are more powerful and will last forever. Why is it any different? It's not. Why is it hard for you to accept it? The reason is because of the noise and the chaos. But when you shut off the noise, cut off the music, cut off the distractions, you will actually see your thoughts playing back like a movie script, a story, because it's all about his story. So your thoughts will reflect back as a story. The people you think about will call you or text you. The things that you're thinking are going to happen and play out in your world. It's going to play out. It's definitely going to play out. It might not play out as a story the way you expected, but it still is going to play out as a story. Your thoughts will play out and reflect as a story because you have a million thoughts. And this is why it's hard to see it, because of million trillion thoughts going at once. So when you get into like a solitude meditation state, you can, and narrow your thoughts down, you can actually see, because you focus on certain thoughts, you can actually see it play back instantaneously, because the spirit is instant. Happens to me every day now. Somebody texted me today, and I was just thinking about her. And she texted, "It's all a story. It has to be a story. Because it's a script. It's your script. Scripture is your script. You're following that script. It was written for your admonition. He's given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. So the script was written for you." And just like the men of old, the people of old, had a script, and this written down, your script is being recorded in the earth, the ear. You're in the E-A-R-T-H. The ether, the ear part, the hearing part of the spirit. You're in the ear of the spirit. It's being recorded. Every moment, every day, every thought, every action, it's being recorded. Because those people in the Bible, their stuff was recorded. So you might say, well, how was that stuff recorded? Same way your stuff is being recorded. In the spirit. There's watchers. There's angels. There's principalities. There's powers. It's all being recorded. It's a storyline. It's a script.